experience the hardships of life, and we all can relate to the need for resilience in whatever form. And that's, to me, is gritty, you know, any, like, coming, experiencing texture.
Hi everyone, this is Johnny Kelsey from the Door Foundation. You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Keep it locked.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456. Check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the Office of the Governor and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the Greene County Cultural Fund, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC monthly supporters, whose generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support. Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Brian Zimmerman in Mellonville, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Les Japonais riches et pressés prennent l'avion, les autres prennent le ferry. L'attente, l'immobilité, le sommeil morcelé, tout ça curieusement me renvoie à une guerre passée ou future. Train de nuit, fin d'alerte, abri atomique. De petits fragments de guerre enchâssés dans la vie courante. De ces instants suspendus, ces souvenirs qui n'avaient servi à rien, qu'à laisser justement des souvenirs. Il écrivait, après quelques tours du monde, seule la banalité m'intéresse encore. Je l'ai traqué pendant ce voyage avec l'acharnement d'un chasseur de primes. À l'aube, nous serons à Tokyo.
Je voudrais savoir vous dire la simplicité.
l'absence d'apparition de ce couple qui était venu déposer au cimetière des chats une latte de roche couverte de caractère. Ainsi, leur chat Torah serait protégé. Non, elle n'était pas morte, seulement enfuie. Mais au jour de sa mort, personne ne saurait comment prier pour elle. Comment intercéder pour que la mort l'appelle par son vrai nom. Ma vie à m'interroger sur la fonction du souvenir. Il parle plutôt de l'oubli, plutôt son envers. Ne se souviennent pas, on réécrit la mémoire comme on réécrit l'histoire. Comment se souvenir de la soie?
Died last year, and he drowned himself in work, Japanese style, like a madman. It seems he even made an important discovery in electronics. And then, in the month of May, he killed himself. They say he could not stand hearing the word spring. identification, his basket immediately starts to inspect familiar cases. He ran off to see if everything was where it should be. The Ginza Owl, the Shimbashi locomotive, the Temple of the Fox at the top of the Mitsukoshi department store, which he found invaded by little girls and rock singers. He was told that it was now little girls who made and unmade stars. The producers shuddered before them. He was told that a disfigured woman took off her mask in front of passers-by and scratched them if they did not find her beautiful. Everything interested him. He, who didn't give a damn if the Dodgers won the pennant or about the results of the daily double, asked feverishly how Chiyono Fuji had done in the last sumo tournament. He asked for news of the imperial family, of the crown prince, of the oldest mobster in Tokyo who appears regularly on television to teach goodness to children. These simple joys he had never felt, of returning to a country, a house, a family home, but 12 million anonymous inhabitants could supply him with them. He had eaten at the restaurant in Nishinipori, where Mr. Yamada practices the difficult art of action cooking. He said that by watching carefully Mr. Yamada's gestures and his way of mixing the ingredients, one could meditate usefully on certain fundamental concepts common to painting, philosophy, and karate. He claimed that Mr. Yamada possessed, in his humble way, the essence of style. And consequently, it was up to him to use his invisible brush to write upon this first day in Tokyo the words, "The End." I spent the day in front of my TV set. Disembodied. He wrote me that the Japanese secret, what Lévi-Strauss had called the poignancy of things, implied the faculty of communing with things, of entering into them, of being them for a moment. It was normal that in their turn they should be like us, perishable and immortal. He wrote me, "Animism is a familiar notion in Africa. It is less often applied in Japan. What then shall we call this diffuse belief, according to which every fragment of creation has its invisible counterpart? When they build a factory or a skyscraper, they begin with a ceremony to appease the god who owns the land. There's a ceremony for brushes, for abacuses, and even for rusty needles. There's one on the 25th of September for the repose of the soul of broken dolls. The dolls are piled up in the temple of Kiyomitsu, consecrated to Kanon, the goddess of compassion, and are burned in public."
L'impression de jouer Brigadoon, de me réveiller 10 ans après au milieu des mêmes acteurs, avec les mêmes langoustes bleues de la police, les mêmes adolescents casqués, les mêmes slogans, les mêmes banderoles, le même objectif, lutter contre l'aéroport. Une seule chose s'est surajoutée, l'aéroport précisément. Mais avec sa piste unique et les barbelés qui l'étouffent, il fait plus assiégé que victorieux.
I feel I am releasing, and now I will be free. The fire is increasing, the flame is never ceasing. I feel I am releasing, and now I will be free. With freedom I'm delighted, I will not feel affrighted. Come, let us be united and sound the jubilee. The bands of sin are breaking, the devil's kingdom shaking, and his foundation quaking, because we will be free. The bands of sin are breaking, the devil's kingdom shaking, and his foundation quaking, because we will be free. The gospel fire is blazing, the world with wonder gazing. I feel it is amazing, is this your jubilee? But we will shout like thunder, world with wonder. We'll break our bands asunder, and then we will be free. But we will shout like thunder and fill the world with wonder. We'll break our bands asunder, and then we will be free.
Avaient échoué dans le concret. En même temps, tout ce qu'ils avaient gagné en ouverture sur le monde, en connaissance d'eux-mêmes, rien d'autre que la lutte n'aurait pu le leur apporter. Chez les étudiants, il y a ceux qui ont fini par se massacrer entre eux dans les montagnes au nom de la pureté révolutionnaire, et ceux qui avaient si bien étudié le capitalisme pour le combattre, qu'il lui donne aujourd'hui ses meilleurs cadres. Le mouvement a eu comme partout ses histrions et ses arrivistes, y compris, car il y en a, des arrivistes du martyr. Mais il a emporté tous ceux qui disaient avec le Che Guevara qu'il tremblait d'indignation chaque fois qu'une injustice se commet dans le monde. Ils voulaient donner un sens politique à leur générosité, et leur générosité aurait eu la vie plus longue que leur politique. Voilà pourquoi je ne laisserai jamais dire que 20 ans n'est pas le plus bel âge de la vie.
C'est possible. 無駄な電気
コンピューター自分から
日本の若奥さんもすでにスイフトをお召し上がり。
Morning in spring, to hear the bird whistle and nightingale sing. I spied a fair damsel and sweetly did sing. I'm going to get married next Monday morning. Monday morning, Monday morning. I'm going to be married next Monday morning. How loud are you, my pretty fair maid, while here in this valley so green? How old are you, my pretty fair maid? I'll be 16 next Monday morning. Monday morning, Monday morning. I'm going to be married next Monday morning. 16 years old is too young to marry, so take my advice, 5 years to tarry. For marriage brings trouble and sorrows begin. Marriage brings trouble and sorrows begin. Put off your wedding to Monday morning. Monday morning, Monday morning. I'm going to be married next Monday morning. You talk like a madman, the man has no skill. 5 years I've been waiting against my own will. But now I've determined to have my own fling. I'm going to be married next Monday morning. Monday morning, Monday morning. I'm going to be married next Monday morning. Next Monday morning I'll begin with my care. Comb down my locks and to curl up my hair. And 6 pretty maidens all dressed in green will dance at my mending next Monday morning. Monday morning, Monday morning. I'm going to be married next Monday morning. Next Monday morning, a bells they will ring. My husband will buy me a guinea gold ring. Likewise he will buy me a new silken gown to wear at my wedding next Monday morning. Monday morning, Monday morning. I'm going to be married next Monday morning.
Depuis l'ère Meiji, rien officiellement ne les distingue. Et leur nom véritable, les Eta, est un mot tabou, imprononçable. Ils sont des non-personnes. Comment les montrer sinon sous la forme de non-images? Les jeux vidéo sont la première phase du plan d'assistance des machines à l'espèce humaine, le seul plan qui offre un avenir à l'intelligence. Pour le moment, l'indépassable philosophie de notre temps est contenue dans le Pac-Man. Je ne savais pas en lui sacrifiant toutes mes pièces de 100 yens qu'il allait conquérir le monde. Peut-être parce qu'il est la plus parfaite métaphore graphique de la condition humaine. Il représente, à leur juste dose, les rapports de force entre l'individu et l'environnement. Et il nous annonce sobrement que s'il y a quelque honneur à livrer le plus grand nombre d'assauts victorieux, au bout du compte, ça finit toujours mal.
Town where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, made every youth cried far away. Her name was Barbara Ellen. all in the merry month of May, when the buds begin to swelling, sweet William come from the eastern state, and courted Barbary Ellen, all in the blooming month of June, where all things were a-blooming. Sweet William on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbary Ellen. There came a servant to the town where Barbary was a-dwelling. My master's sick and he sent for you, if your name is Barbary Ellen. Oh, quiet and slowly she got up, she slowly went toward nigh him. The very best word she said to him, young man, I think you're dying. Oh, yes, I'm sick, I'm very sick, and death is on me dwelling. No better, no better, I'll never be, for I can't get Barbary Ellen. Do you remember in yonder's town, when you drowned your tables drinking, you drank your health to the ladies all around, and you slighted Barbary Ellen? Yes, I remember in yonder's town, when around my tables drinking, I drank my health to the ladies all around, but my heart for Barbary Ellen. She looked to the east, she looked to the west, she saw his corpse a-coming. Lay down, your corpse a-play, that I may gaze upon him. The more she looked, the more she mourned. She fell to the ground a-crying. Oh, pick me up and carry me home, for I am slowly dying. Oh, Father, go fix my grave. Go dig it long and narrow, for William died for pure, pure love, and I shall die for sorrow. Oh, Mother, go fix my bed. Go fix it long and narrow, for William died for me today. I'll die for him tomorrow. They buried her in the old churchyard. They buried sweet William nigh her. On William's grave grew a red, red rose. On Barbary's grew a green briar. It grew to the top of the old church door and couldn't grow no higher. They laughed and tied in a true love knot the rose around the green briar.
Thank you. You've been listening to The Inhuman City on WGXC 90.7 FM. This is a monthly program, and we're a little bit more than halfway through, so I'm just here to say hello and tell you a little bit about what I've been playing. As usual, I'm so excited to share sounds with you. I just have to play everything all at once. And so that's what I've been doing. We've been hearing Automatic Writing from Robert Ashley throughout. That's voices of Robert Ashley and others with custom designed switching circuits and whispering and various other things. Early on, I played something from Tonto's Exploding Head Band. I believe that was Aurora. And in no particular order, I've played some Rudy Shaker Spirituals, Dog Sounds in the City, as well as Paul Robeson. Let's see, that was a live performance of Paul Robeson in New York in 1958. I think after that, we were listening to some folk music from Nova Scotia and from Yugoslavia, as well as most recently Hungary. And I did play a track, George Tucker, Barbara Allen. And I'm going to continue to play some songs here. So stay with me for another 20 minutes. Intermittently, there's some pieces of film of Chris Marker, and who knows what else, but stay with me. This is WGXC 90.7 FM radio for open ears in the Grand and Columbia County in the Hudson Valley, and this is the last program of the year, so I'll see you next year, or I will play songs for you next year, so stay tuned also for this program for music of recent centuries.
Hey, Rob, what do you? Rob, what do you? Sobadula, Zaro. Tudja jön jó Isten, mikor szabadulok. Tudja jön jó Isten, mikor szabadulok. Láttam az urakat, tizenhárman voltak, mind a tizenhárman rólam törvényeztek. Mind a tizenhárman rólam törvényeztek. Élen gészterjesztik, ki a fekete tűnve, mi abból kiszámlálják a rabbi életünket.
Comme s'ils essayaient de comprendre l'amour d'une bête, de voir à travers la cloison. Naissent du besoin de déchiffrer l'indéchiffrable. Les mémoires doivent se contenter de leur délire, de leur dérive. Un instant arrêté grillerait comme l'image d'un film bloqué devant la fournaise du projecteur. La folie protège, comme la fièvre. J'en vis à Yao et sa zone. Il joue avec les signes de sa mémoire. Il les épingle et les décore comme des insectes qui se seraient envolés du temps. Il pourrait contempler d'un point situé à l'extérieur du temps, la seule éternité qui nous reste. Je regarde ces machines. Je pense à un monde où chaque mémoire pourrait créer sa propre légende. Qu'un seul film avait su dire la mémoire impossible, la mémoire folle, l'infini, je crois.
Ah, my God, what is this land of America? So many people traveling there. God, the Lord will grant me good luck there. You, my wife, stay here till you hear from me. When you get my letter, put everything in order. Mount a raven black steed, a horse like the wind. Fly across the ocean to join me here. Ah, but when she arrived in this strange land, here in McKeesport, this valley of fire, only his grave
his blood did she find. Over it bitterly she cried. Ah, my husband, what have you done to this family of yours? What can you say to these children, you've orphaned? Tell them, my wife, not to wait, not to wait, not to wait for me. Tell them I lie here in the American land.
Soumis un point hors de l'arbre, à l'extérieur du temps. Le cheval peint de San Juan Bautista, son œil qui ressemblait à celui de Madeleine. Hitchcock n'avait rien inventé, tout était là. Il avait couru sous les arches du couloir de la mission, comme Madeleine avait couru vers sa mort. Mais était-ce la sienne? De cette fausse tour, la seule chose qu'Hitchcock ait rajoutée, imaginez Scotty sombrant dans la ruine de l'homme, dans l'impossibilité de vivre avec la mémoire.
Thank you.